In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Again, I want to announce the National Day of Remembrance for the 60 million unborn brothers and sisters. It will be held this Saturday, the 9th of September, at Holy Cross Cemetery at 3 p.m., Malden, Massachusetts. So there will be a day of remembrance for the 60 million unborn brothers and sisters, and it will be at Holy Cross Cemetery in Malden at 3 o'clock, Saturday, the 9th of September. That's this Saturday. And I wish people would go and honor the memory of 60 million children. I'm looking at Galatians 2, verse 11. "But when Cephas," or Peter, "came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood self-condemned. For until certain people came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles." In other words, Peter used to eat with the Gentiles, but when James came, he would only eat with the Jews. And Paul is calling him a hypocrite. Paul is calling him a hypocrite. "After they came, he drew back and kept himself separate for fear of the circumcision party. And the other Jews joined him in this hypocrisy." You see? Even Peter failed as the rock of the church. He would not eat with the Gentiles when the Jewish circumcision party came. He would eat with the Gentiles when nobody was around. That's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. "So that even Barnabas was led astray by their hypocrisy. For when I saw that they were acting consistently with the truth of the gospel, I said to Peter before them all, if you, though a Jew, live like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews?" In other words, you're a Christian. You shouldn't be doing this. You're wrong. You might be the rock of the church, but you're absolutely wrong. You're a hypocrite. "We ourselves are Jews by birth and not Gentile sinners. Yet we know that a person is justified, made right with God, not by works of the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ." Oh yes, we are made right with God through the blood of Jesus, as we have faith in Jesus Christ, not obeying the 613 precepts of the law. The law could not save us. If the law could save us, Jesus came in vain. "And we have come to believe in Christ Jesus so that we might be put right by faith, justified in Christ, and not doing the works of the law. Because no one will be justified by the works of the law." We see Paul. He did all the works of the law. And he got changed when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. And he says, now what we need is faith in Christ. Faith in Christ, that's what we need, faith in Christ. "But if in our effort to be justified in Christ, we ourselves have found to be sinners, is Christ then a servant of sin? Certainly not. But if I build up again the very things which I once tore down," that's the law, the precepts of the law, "then I demonstrate that I am a transgressor. For through the law, I died to the law." And what did he live to? He lived to Jesus Christ. "So that I might live to God. I have been crucified with Christ. This is the Apostle Paul. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not nullify the grace of God, for if justification, being put right with God, comes through the law, then Jesus Christ died for nothing. It's all about grace. Grace that leads us to believe, to have faith, and to do good works. We are not saved by our good works. But faith leads to good works. And Paul will tell us that in the letter to the Galatians. Paul, in the third chapter of the Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? In other words, they're going back to the Torah. They're going back to circumcision. Who has bewitched you? It was before your eyes that Jesus was publicly exhibited as crucified. How did the Galatians exhibit that Jesus was crucified? Through the preaching of Paul. Through the preaching of Paul. They did not, it was not when Jesus died, but as Paul proclaimed the cross, Jesus was publicly and exhibited as crucified. The only thing I want to learn from you is this. Did you receive the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, by doing the works of the law or by believing what you heard? In other words, you received the Spirit of God by believing what you heard, that Christ died for our sins, that he was buried and he rose from the dead. Are you so foolish, having started with the Spirit, are now ending with the flesh? Did you experience so much for nothing? If it really was for nothing, well then, does God supply you with the Spirit and work miracles among you by your doing the works of the law? So Paul talks about the Spirit is given through believing what is heard, and he does miracles. Oh yes, miracles were done in the Galatian community. Jesus promised they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. Jesus promised, it's better for you that I go away. If I do not go away, I will not send the Spirit. Does God supply you with the Spirit and work miracles among you by your doing the works of the law or by your believing what you heard? What did they hear? That Christ was publicly seen as the crucified, buried, risen Lord. Just as Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, so you see, those who believe are descendants of Abraham. Abraham is our father in faith. He believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify Gentiles by faith, declared the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the Gentiles shall be blessed in you. In Abraham. For this reason, those who believe are blessed with Abraham who believed. In other words, Abraham is our father in faith. For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse. Why? Because if you break one law, you break the whole 613 precepts. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the things written in the book of the law. Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the one who is righteous will live by faith. Are we living by faith today? Are you tithing? That's one of the reasons and one of the areas to show you you're living by faith. If God can't trust you with money, how can he trust you with witnessing to people? But the law does not rest on faith. On the contrary, whoever does the works of the law will live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. I'll repeat that again. Christ redeemed us, bought back us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. So we see why Paul went after the Christians, because they were saying Jesus was the Messiah and he died on a tree, and the scripture says cursed is the man who hangs on a tree. How could Jesus be the Messiah? But the Lord appeared to Paul and changed his life, and Jesus became a curse so that we might become the very righteousness of God, in order that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. Amen. The Gentiles are called to do the same thing as Abraham. And what is that? To believe God, to believe Christ, so that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The promise of the Holy Spirit comes through faith. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit in our church today. We need the power of God in our church today. We need that God would give us the Spirit that we believe that Christ gave his life for us and rose from the dead. And he did that so that we would be filled with the Spirit of God. How much we need the Holy Spirit. We are impotent without the Holy Spirit. And you know what? There are so many people that do not know the power of the Spirit of God in preaching. Oh yes, in preaching and in praying for the sick. We need that Holy Spirit, and he comes to us through faith. Brothers and sisters, I give an example from daily life. Once a person's will has been ratified, no one adds to it or no one subtracts from it. Now the promises were made to Abraham and his offspring, singular. It does not say to his offsprings, plural, as of many, but it says to his offspring, that is, to the one person who is Christ. Abraham's offspring is Jesus Christ. My point in this, the law which came 430 years later does not annul a covenant previously ratified by God so as to nullify the promise. For if inheritance comes from the law, it is no longer comes through the promise.
Isaac was the child of the promise.
But God granted it to Abraham through the promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions. Yes, because people sinned. The law was added until the offspring would come to whom the promise had been made. That's Jesus Christ. And it was ordained through angels by a mediator. That's the law was given through angels. Now a mediator involves more than one party. But God is one. Is the law then opposed to the promises of God? Certainly not. For if a law had been given that could make alive, then righteousness would be indeed coming through the law. But the scripture has imprisoned all things under the power of sin, so that what was promised through faith in Jesus Christ might be given to those who believe. Oh yes. That's why the Word of God must be preached every single day. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It tells us that the Galatians saw Jesus Christ crucified. How did that happen? Through the proclamation of the crucifixion, burial, and death of Jesus. Oh yes, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded under the law until faith would be revealed. Therefore, the law was our disciplinarian until Jesus Christ came, so that we might be justified by faith. Yes, justified by faith. We are not justified by keeping the law. St. Paul kept the law. He was not justified until he met Jesus Christ and surrendered his life to Jesus. But now that faith has come, we are no longer subject to a disciplinarian, the law. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is no longer Jew or Greek, no longer slave or free, there is no longer male or female, for all are one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring. Amen. He is our father in faith who believed and God called it righteousness. Heirs according to the promise. Chapter 4. My point is this. Heirs, as long as they are minors, children, are no better than slaves, though they are the owner of all the property, but they remain under guardians and trustees until the date set by their father. So with us, while we were minors, we were enslaved to the elemental spirits. What are these elemental spirits? This would be the astrological signs that when we, before Christ was proclaimed to us, we were subject to these things in the sky. Let me continue. We were enslaved by elemental spirits of the world. But when the fullness of time had come, at the right time, at the Kairos time, at the time that if one more second elapsed, it wouldn't have come. When the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem us who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit into the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. And I think this is the biggest problem that people have, that we who believe in Jesus Christ and have offered our lives as a living sacrifice of praise, we who believe in Jesus Christ are sons and daughters of God. And I think people have a hard time thinking that they're a son or a daughter of God. And you know why? Because of their past. And yet the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. That's why you go to confession, to be cleansed from all sin by the precious blood of the Lamb. Not many people really believe down deep that they are children of God. And then there's another thing. Everyone says, everyone's a child of God. I'm very sorry. Everyone is not a child of God. Only those who believe in Christ Jesus by faith are children of God. Everyone is not a child of God. Everyone is a creature of God, yes. He made them as a creature. But sonship and daughtership comes through faith in Jesus Christ. That's how it comes. I'm not going to go into other things than that. And because you are children of God, God has sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, Daddy, Papa, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child, and if a child, then also an heir through God. In other words, you're no longer a slave to the law. You're a child of God, given freedom because the Spirit of God lives within you, crying, Abba, Father. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were enslaved to being by nature. That's the astrological signs. By beings that by nature are not gods. Now, however, you have come to know God, or rather to be known by God. You know God knows you, and He loves you. Do you know He knows you? He knows the best part of you and the worst part of you, and He loves you. Do you know that today? Oh God, give us the revelation of Your love, that You love us and You want to change us by grace, not by our own trying. It doesn't work that way. Grace produces the power to be changed if we want to be changed. It's all about grace. It's all about faith. or rather to be known by God, how can you turn back again to the weak and beggarly elemental spirits, the astrological signs? How can you want to be enslaved to them again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid that my work for you may have been wasted. My work as being an evangelist has been wasted because you're going back to these elemental spirits. You're going back to the law. And I am thinking that my work with you may have been wasted. Friends, I beg you, become as I am, for I also have become as you are. You have done me no wrong. You know that it was because of a physical infirmity that I first announced the gospel to you. Now, what is this physical infirmity? Some people say it was his eyes, and we'll see that in a couple of verses to come. I first announced the gospel to you. Though my condition put you to the test, you did not scorn or despise me, but you welcomed me as an angel of God, as Christ Jesus. What has become of your goodwill that you felt? What has become of your goodwill that you felt? For I testify that had it been possible, you would have torn out your eyes and given them to me. So that's what people think. The infirmity of Paul was the problem with his eyes. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? They make much of you, but for no good purpose. They want to exclude you so that you may make much of them. It is good to be made much of for a good purpose at all times, and not only that I be present with you. My little children, still he sees the Galatians as his little children. He gave birth to them through the proclamation of the gospel when they believed. My little children, for whom I am again in pain of childbirth until Christ is formed in you, I wish I were present with you now and could change my tone, for I am perplexed about you. Remember what it says. Who has bewitched you? Who has bewitched you? You're going back to the elemental spirits, and you're going back to the law. Who has bewitched you? So what have we learned today? We learned that we are children of Abraham. Abraham believed God. It was counted to him as righteousness. What else have we believed to learn today? We've learned that it is by faith we are saved, and good works follow. Paul will tell us faith working through love. What else have we learned today? That Peter, though he was the head apostle, was a hypocrite because he ate with Gentiles. And when the Jewish people were there, he would not eat with Gentiles. And Paul calls him a hypocrite. And Barnabas also did the same. What else have we learned today? Oh, we've learned that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Oh, yes. How people and me and you need to hear the word of God. The word of God that brings us salvation when we believe. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.